Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studio and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to the year of 1983, and we're going to start off with a R&B songwriting Hall of Fame duo who were married and were putting out their 10th album in 1983, and that's Ashford and Simpson. And they were putting out an album called High Rise, and it would hit number 84 on the charts. Now, this couple is famous for writing tracks like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and Let's Go Get Stoned, the big hit from Ray Charles. They would have their biggest hit a year later in 1984 with the song Solid, but we're going to play the title track off this album. It's a track called High Rise, and the single will go to number 17 on the R&B singles charts. So here's Ashford and Simpson right now on Random Draw.
Above everything else, she was mine. But she said that it couldn't last forever. Running across the bridge, she said,
no boy, oh no, I won't be coming back again. I've got better things to do. I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, in high society. The way you're so proud.
That was Eye to Eye and their song Lucky. Before that, we heard the Style Council with Speak Like a Child, and we started the show off with Ashford and Simpson and their song High Rise. Funnily enough, these were three tracks all recorded by duos. Style Council was a duo that was from England, and they formed in 1982, and it features Paul Weller on vocals. He was the originator from The Jam, so he started this new group to sort of look into different ways of playing jazz and pop and swing and stuff like that. This was their first official release as an EP. It was called Introducing the Style Council, and it's called a mini LP on the album. It came out here in the States, but it didn't come out in the UK, even that's where they're from. So even without the EP release, the single climbed all the way to number 4 over in the UK. And then they would break up in 1989 after releasing a few albums. So that was the Style Council with their song, Speak Like a Child. Eye to Eye is another duo featuring an American singer and a British piano player. They put out two albums on Warner Brothers, including this last album of theirs. This was their second and final album. Funnily enough, called Shakespeare Stole My Baby on Warner Brothers. It's catalog number 83-729 here at WTBR. They were best known for being produced by Gary Katz, who was the big producer of Steely Dan during the 70s. This album bubbled under the charts, peaking at number 205 in America, and the single was in the top 100 and reached number 88. They reunited in 2001, and they put out a new album in 2005, which was their third and final album. So that was Eye to Eye. After listening to three duos, we're going to listen to some other groups now. We're going to go down under. We're going to go to a group called Split Enz. This New Zealand new wave pop band was famous for giving us the Finn Brothers and having many songs on cheap compilations around the 80s with such hits as I Got You and History Never Repeats. Now this song I'm going to play for you, a song called Next Exit, does appear on a compilation album we have here at WTBR. It's an album called Maiden Australia, and that's Maiden, one word, M-A-I-D-E-N, Maiden Australia. And it features a whole bunch of Australian and New Zealand artists that appeared on A&M Records. It's catalog number 83-658. So again, here's the Split Enz. Like I said, the Finn Brothers came from Split Enz, and Neil Finn would later go on to form Crowded House, and he would play in Fleetwood Mac, replacing Lindsey Buckingham in the latter-day era of Fleetwood Mac. So here are Split Enz right now with Next Exit right now on Random Draw.
Full of sound. truck to drive it round and round our neighborhood. We pass it round, pass around this plumber's friend, pass it round, pass around the plumber's friend, and then we even built a yellow tow truck and drove it out into the big country. We went way past the DiMaggio line, the distortion was incredible. T-shirts winching, winching for perfection. Hear them winching, winching for perfection.
Saga with The Flyer. And before that, we heard Hunters and Collectors with their song Tow Truck. And we started off this set of music with Split Enz and their song Next Exit. Now, Hunters and Collectors, just like Split Enz, are from Down Under. They're an Australian band that formed in 1981 in Melbourne. Now, their self-titled debut album was released in the States in 1983. And it was a totally different version of the album than the one that was released Down Under, only having three common tracks. Reminds me of the stories of the Beatles, where you get English albums and American albums. The Australian version down there went to number 21 back in their homeland and didn't chart up here in the States. That was Hunters and Collectors with their song Tow Truck from their self-titled album on A&M Records catalog number 83-683. We finished up that set of music with the Canadian group Saga and their song The Flyer. And that was from their album Heads or Tails on Portrait Records catalog number 83-696 here at WTBR. This was a band that got started in 1977 and were putting out their fifth album, like I said, Heads or Tails. That's T-A-L-E-S. The album would only peak at number 92 here in the U.S., but it would be their highest charting album in their home country of Canada, where it reached number 17. The single I played for you would do marginally better here, reaching number 79 on the Hot 100. When I think of Saga, I just think of that one song, Turn Me Loose. So there you go. That's Canadian group Saga with their song, The Flyer. All right, we'll be back here on Random Draw after a quick break to hear some messages, and we'll be right back to hear some more great random music from the year 1983, so stay tuned.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
It feels like nobody can agree on anything anymore. But disagreements lead to compromise, and compromise leads to progress. And that's the way we accomplish important things in a democracy. Luckily, we have PCTV's coverage of our local meetings, and we can see for ourselves the issues that are in front of us. We can watch our elected officials decide how to solve problems, and that service must have support to survive. Because if there's one thing we can agree on, it's PCTV's reliable coverage. PCTV, support transparency.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah! All right, we are back here on Random Draw. I just want to take this chance to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. You know where to go. You can go to Google and Apple Music and that sort of thing. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. There you can get my podcast. You can get the podcast from all the other great shows. See the full schedule of great local programming. And there's a button on there that says donate. We more than appreciate anything you can do to help us out and help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to start off with our next set of music with a Welsh band called The Alarm, who are putting out their debut EP titled simply The Alarm in 1983. Now, the song I'm going to play for you is a song called Marching On. It was their second single ever, and it also appeared on their full-length debut album later on in the next year called Declaration. This EP hit number 126 here in the States, but the single didn't chart anywhere. They would go on to have 8 top 40 hits in the UK, but their biggest hit in the States here was Soul Me Down the River in 1989. I also remember their song Rain in the Summertime, I think it was. Oh, anyways. So here's The Alarm from their debut EP. Here's a song called Marching On right now on Random Draw. Hey, Trash It Up. That was Southside Johnny and the Jukes. Before that, we heard Michael Sambello and the song Maniac. And we started off the second half of the show today with The Alarm and their song Marching On. Now, of course, that Michael Sambello track, you know, ubiquitous in the early 80s. Now, Sambello himself was a guitarist and songwriter who worked as a session musician and on a couple of great Stevie Wonder albums, Songs in the Key of Life, albums right around that time. So he's credited on those albums, plus wrote some songs around that era for some of the bigger artists. In 1983, he was putting out a solo debut album, an album called Bossa Nova Hotel on Warner Brothers Records catalog number 83-665. And that single was chosen and was included on the soundtrack to the Flashdance movie. Movie was a big hit. song was a giant hit, went to number one, and earned Grammy, Golden Globe, and Oscar nominations for Michael Sambello. So there was Maniac by Michael Sambello, the number one smash hit. And then we've closed out that set with Southside Johnny and the Jukes, who were putting out the album Trash It Up on Mirage Records in 1983, catalog number 83-677. This band, of course, is closely related to Bruce Springsteen. They work with him a lot, work with the various members. All the members have appeared on his albums. This was their first album where they took the word Asbury out of their name, so this became Southside Johnny and the Jukes. Album was produced by Nile Rodgers, but unfortunately that didn't even help it get charted anywhere like that. So that was Southside Johnny would Trash It Up. We played Maniac by Michael Sambello, one of the biggest hits. Now we're going to play a song that was an even bigger hit, and it was by a duet, just like we started the first of the show. It's Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson and their song Say, Say, Say. This was the lead single off of McCartney's fifth solo album, an album called Pipes of Peace on Columbia Records, catalog number 83-792. The song was produced by George Martin, and it was a number one smash in this country and many other countries throughout the world. So here you go. Here's Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson right now with Say, Say, Say.
You need, but don't leave.
Pat Benatar with a live version of Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Before that, we heard Eddie Money and his song The Big Crash. And we started off this last set of music with one of the biggest hits of the 80s, and that was Say, Say, Say by Paul McCartney featuring Michael Jackson. That Eddie Money song, The Big Crash, was taken from his fifth album called Where's the Party on Columbia Records, catalog number 83-714. The album would climb to number 67, and the single did a little better, hit number 54 on the Hot 100. Of course, Eddie Money would have 11 top 40 hits over his career. So that was Eddie Money with The Big Crash. And we finished up with Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which was pretty much the signature song for Pat Benatar. The song originally appeared on her second album called Crimes of Passion, and it went to number 9 on the Hot 100. This version was on her first live album, an album called Live from Earth on Chrysalis Records. Let's see, I don't even see a catalog number on it. Unfortunately, it's black marker on black vinyl cover. So there you go. It's got an 83 number on it. So that was Pat Benatar with a live version of Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.